Hey, it's Ian Furness for my good friend, Dr. Jay Rudd at Aurora LASIK and AuroraLASIK.com. No more readers. How about that? For about 15 years, I've used reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange. I can tell you for a fact it's a life-changing and also something I wish I would have done years ago. You need to check it out as well. Go to AuroraLASIK.com. That's AuroraLASIK.com. Dr. Jay Rudd. He is absolutely sensational. Get your consultation scheduled. That's AuroraLASIK.com for your refractive lens exchange.
Now, from the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
2 o'clock headlines brought to you by Buddies, Goodies, and Glass. Kevin?
You know, Ian, it's always 420 at Buddies.
202 on my clock, but that's fine. I'll trust you on that one. Here we go. We've got Thursday night football tonight right here on 950 KJR. You might have recognized one of these teams, the Denver Broncos. They got their ass kicked in the Super Bowl a few years ago.
Oh, that
yeah.
team?
Yeah, those guys. Nobody likes the Broncos.
A lot of years ago.
Cleveland Browns, no Baker Mayfield. Case Keenum will start tonight. 5:20 kickoff right here on 950 KJR.
Boy, Seahawks thoughts news. And prayers if anyone's asking about Case Keenum in Funston segment today, huh?
Oh, thoughts and prayers for sure. Who am I at him, though? Way my team's going. All right, Alex Collins should practice today, according to Pete Carroll. Darrell Taylor probably won't, but might be able to play on Monday. Some good injury news there for your Seattle Seahawks. Huskies on their way to take on Arizona. That game tomorrow, 7:30 kickoff right here on 950 KJR. 3:30 pregame with the Honks. We've got baseball tonight, the NLCS. Braves can close out the Dodgers, huh?
Ugh.
Albert Pujols starting.
Freaking Braves.
Albert Pujols starting at first base for the Dodgers. He is 85 years old. It'll be a record when he gets to start tonight. And let's see. I had one other thing. Sounders got a draw last night, right? Clinch playoff spot again.
Yeah.
They're pretty good, I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, really
yeah, they
good.
Seem to do that a lot.
Yeah, they're also here on our air on 950 KJR. Kevin, you have some news for me.
Well, if your name is Duke Grissett or Grissett or Grissett, I got good news because you have a chance to win Kraken opening tickets on Saturday, tomorrow at noon. Duke Grissett from Puyallup is our 1 p.m. qualifier.
Does he have to do anything now or just listen then?
He just has to listen tomorrow at noon.
Gotcha. Perfect.
Pretty simple.
I was going to say he didn't, as long as he doesn't have to call right now.
No, that would be a real bummer.
That would be bad.
Sorry, Duke.
Our phone lines are full because here it is at 2:04 p.m. on a Thursday, and guess what? The weekend is underway.
He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs. Stay on.
Oh my God.
30-10.
Touchdown.
It's time to talk fantasy football with TheAthletic.com's Brendan Funston.
Rodgers throws for the end zone. It is caught.
Derek Carr is showing off.
Brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. The beautiful, brand new Emerald Queen Casino. Located on I-5 in Tacoma is now open.
Gurley diving across the goal line.
Mahomes to throw for the end zone. Kelce with a grab in the middle of the end zone. Touchdown.
Wilson going to run.
Diving for the end zone. He's in.
Now with Brandon Funston, here's Ian Furness.
Who was sitting in last week with this segment?
That would be Chris Kidd.
Oh, how did he do?
You know, it's there's a lot going on in this segment.
Yeah.
I ended up doing a little bit more. I always feel a little bit uncomfortable handing over the keys to this one.
I gotcha.
I would say, and Brandon could back me up here, I probably unfairly took over, but it's because it's sort of our baby. You know?
It is our baby. There's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts. Funston, how are you?
I am doing good. Welcome back, Ian.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Good to be back. Good to be back. Good to see some familiar names on hold as well. And we're at that, you know, the Seahawks are at a crossroads on Monday, like at 2-4. If you're a fantasy football team and you're sitting there at, you know, 2-4, 1-5, what have you, you're also in a world of hurt. But that's why we bring our man Funston on. That's why we have him here to help you out and answer your questions and not maybe just start sit, but maybe some trade questions as well. 49451. We'll get to the text in just a moment. Kevin, I'm sure, has a few texts that came in at probably 1 p.m. today.
Second week in a row, we have not had an exact 10000.
What'd you have?
I mean, obviously, we have like four that came in a second later, but none at exactly zero.
Wait, at a second late and you're bitter? Come on.
Well, look, the bar has been raised. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed.
Okay. All right. That's good. all right, Brandon. And by the way, as Kevin mentioned earlier, if you're asking a Case Keenum question, how much trouble are you in?
Lots. Yeah. Lots. No Nick Chubb. No Kareem Hunt. Probably no Odell Beckham. Probably weather in the equation and a tough Denver defense. Like a lot of you know, checks against you in that one if you're a Case Keenum person trying to start him at quarterback tonight.
Yeah, they got Malik McDowell, though. So okay, let's start first line one. Kevin, I do believe, is a gentleman named Mike in Edmonds. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Mike.
Brandon was, it just flashed on me. Was that Rob or was that Brandon?
Yeah. If you got these guys, you're
yes,
in trouble.
The dour Rob. I'm sure we'll hear from here. Hang on, hang tight. I'm sure we'll hear from him in a moment.
I think we're moments away, actually. So, all right, what do you got for us?
Okay, I'm in bye week hell, so I apologize for asking five names. I try not to do that, but here we go. I just need one of these guys, Khalil Herbert. Oh, and this is standard scoring, by the way.
Okay, right.
Khalil Herbert, Mike Davis, Sterling Shepard, Devontae Parker, or Gronk?
Yeah, I doubt Gronk plays. I would hold out, and if Sterling Shepard plays, he's a guy that gets, you know, he can get 10, 12 targets from Daniel Jones. They are down pretty much everybody in that receiving core for the Giants. So I would lean Shepard if he plays. If not, probably Mike Davis is my number two, unless Damian Williams doesn't play, trying to come back from COVID. If he's out, then I guess I would take, you know, the backfield being all alone for Khalil Herbert and the Bears. So in that case, Herbert would be my number two, but hold out for Shepard.
Beautiful. Perfect. Okay. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Let's skip down to a gentleman in the 253 area code, Kevin. That would be line three. Ricky in Tacoma.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Hey, you did an awesome job being on the hockey podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks. I appreciate that. What do you got for us today?
All right. Hey, I'm in bye week Armageddon, too. So I got three guys. I'm trying to pick the best one. So I just want to see what you got, Brandon. I have Hunter Renfrow, J.D. McKissic, and Michael Carter, the Jets running back. Which one has the best shot, you think?
I like McKissic a lot, the former Seahawk. He had over 100 yards from scrimmage last week, had 8 catches. You know, they were playing, trying to play catch up with the Chiefs. I think it's the same scenario against Green Bay this week. Oh. And Antonio Gibson, he looks like he's going to try to play again. He has an injury, the shin fracture, which doesn't get better when you play with it. It's not a pain tolerance thing. It actually gets worse. So I think we could see a repeat where he's in and out of the game and might even be slightly a bit of a decoy. I think there's going to be a lot of McKissic in this game.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. We there he is. Just go to line four right now. We'll see. We'll see what's going on. Rob, how are you?
We're 2-4, Ian. How you doing?
Well, I'm 1-5, so pretty much the same. Maybe misery loves company, fella. You're a Christian McCaffrey, anybody? Anybody heard of that name? It's a pretty good first pick.
Russell Wilson went down for me, so I lost Lockett with Wilson. That's always fun.
That's always awesome. Yeah. All right, what do you got for Funston?
Well, do we go Sam? I need one. Donald, Winston, or Jones?
Darnold, Winston, or Jones. I actually have all these guys pretty close. Danny Dimes is higher volatility. I give him the best upside. See, it's between Darnold and Jones for me. It's hard to say Darnold's safer. So I'm just going to go by my rankings. I have Jones higher. Start Jones.
Okay.
Perfect. Sure.
Best of luck to you, Rob. Greg and Graham's on line five. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
This is not pretty. Half CPR. To Ernest Johnson or Melvin Gordon tonight?
I will go with Dearness Johnson because I just think he's going to get 18 to 20 carries in this one, 20 plus. There's nobody else. Dimitric Felton, the former UCLA player, rookie, he's kind of the backup. He hasn't had a carry all year, and he's tiny. He's not really a true backup. So this should be all Dearness Johnson in the backfield for Cleveland, where Gordon's going to be splitting with Javonte Williams.
Beautiful. Perfect. All right. Let's go to Steven and Sultan. We love alliteration. What's up, Steven?
Hey, so I got a trade question for you guys today.
That's what we like.
Yeah.
That's what we like. Next time you got a trade question, you tell Kevin so I can – that goes higher on the list. You might even jump past a guy like Rob, all right?
I did tell him.
Okay. All right.
So, Dynasty League, I trade my first-round pick this year for last year's number one overall. So, the guy who has it, I'm 1-5, he's 2-4. He offered me both his first and my first back and Herbert for Mahomes, Gaskin, and Beckham.
Ooh. Mahomes, Gaskin. Okay, so it's Mahomes for Herbert and a couple first-rounders. I want the Herbert side, 1,000%. Gaskin and Beckham, as far as dynasty, can't get me excited about that. Does that make sense? Yeah,
you bet. That's a hell of a question, though, man. All right, two more phone calls before we get to the text. 49451, by the way. Jeff in Gig Harbor. What do you got, Jeff?
Hey, guys. By the way, I'll reiterate, definitely nice job on the Kraken call, Ian. That was awesome.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
I got two. I have Daniel Jones or Geno, and then also in Standard League, and then I have James Conner or Darrell Williams.
Oh, Darrell Williams.
One of each.
Yeah, give me Williams. I actually have him as a borderline RB1, like a top 12 running back this week. That's kind of the state of the bye week, the 16 bye with a lot of really good teams out. So Williams in that one, and I definitely got Daniel Jones just for the rushing upside alone over Geno Smith.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Walton, Bainbridge Island, you get the last phone call before Kevin gives us the first of the text. What do you got?
Okay, well, I third it, Ian. You were awesome and on the call, and I'm just starting to become a fan, so keep it up. I have a non-PPR. I made the right choice with my fourth pick in the draft and took Derrick Henry, but I have Chris Carson and Kareem Hunt on IR. Do I roll with Miles Gaskin in the flex position or keep Brandon Cooks because they play Arizona?
Yeah, and they're going to be playing catch-up probably from the jump in that one. I like Brandon Cooks. Get good volume. He can make some plays against Arizona's secondary. So, Gaskin, man, you just don't know. They don't have a running game in Miami at all. And right now they're using Malcolm Brown over Gaskin, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but that's what they're doing. So, I would definitely go with Cooks.
So, perfect. Thanks. So go back just because for the game tonight, who is the running back then for the Browns that we expect to see? Johnson, right?
Yeah, D'Ernest Johnson. Okay. He's a few years out of South Florida.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's just kind of a ham and egger, but he's in an opportunity spot for him.
That's
so
crazy. All right, yeah. Kevin, what do we got, buddy?
All right, start number one with the 206. Need one flex player and a full PPR. Booker, Ayuk, Ruggs, Goddard, and welcome back, Ian.
Just one in a full PPR?
Yes, sir.
I'm leaning Ruggs for the big play upside over, believe it or not, Dallas Goedert.
Blake, 425, keeper time. 1-5 here. Thoughts on Dallas, Schultz, and Eli Mitchell as future players? Thanks. Both are last round keepers.
Dalton Schultz and Eli Mitchell.
You know, I should never just read.
Yeah, Eli, I mean, he's the number one guy right now, and I like him for this week. And, you know, unless they go out and draft another running back, he's probably well-positioned for next year as well. Same with Dalton Schultz as being the number one tight end for Dallas. I don't foresee anybody changing that in the next year or two. I mean, I guess they could go out and get a big-time tight end, but Dalton Schultz has kind of been big-time himself.
All right, full point PPR from the 425. Need one: Jarvis Landry, Julio Jones, Melvin Gordon, Dallas Goedert.
I'm going to go Melvin Gordon again over Dallas Goedert, who I like an awful lot now that they traded Zach Ertz.
Matt Ryan or Teddy Bridgewater for my bye weekend quarterback cover.
Yeah, I like Matt Ryan going against Miami's defense, which, you know, it's been an oxymoron to save Miami's defense this year. So give
Miami,
me Matt Ryan.
The Miami defense. Okay, non-PPR, Cortland Sutton, James Conner.
I like Cortland Sutton a lot. He's had 15 catches the last 2 weeks. You can make big plays against this Browns secondary.
All right, Aaron in the Couve, full point PPR, need a win to get over 500, show off. If Antonio Brown doesn't play this weekend, who should I start in his place? Jameson Crowder or Amon-Ra St. Brown?
I'm going to go with Jameson Crowder. I mean, I think they're going to focus, New England will focus on shutting down Corey Davis in a big play. Could open up some things underneath for Crowder.
Full point PPR, should I trade Leonard Fournette for Joe Mixon?
Yeah, I'd rather have Joe Mixon. I mean, Leonard Fournette's been playing kind of a major role, but he could always have something weird happen with Ronald Jones reverting back, and just Mixon's never leaves the field. So I want Joe Mixon over Fournette for the rest of the season.
All right, half point PPR, Landry or Pitts, and who do you like for the rest of the season?
I like Kyle Pitts. Kind of had a breakout game in England against Jacksonville. He's been getting targets weekly, and he gets a lot of red zone targets. I think things are going to start being a little bit more steady for him going forward.
All right, one out of these four tight ends to pick up off the waiver wire: Njoku, Uzomah, Ali Cox, Gerald Everett.
The highest one I have ranked for this week, he's kind of been emerging, is Mo Ali Cox, athletic guy for Indy. Go ahead and go with Ali Cox.
All right, need three of these in standard scoring. Callaway, Devontae Smith, Robbie Anderson, Allen Robinson. So we're sitting one.
I'm going to go with, who was the third one?
Robbie Anderson.
I believe he's been targeted 40 times, and he has 15 catches.
Wait, you're sitting him? Geez. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, I give up.
Ian, you're screwed.
I'm done. Yeah. Sorry. Thanks for reading my question.
need two standard scoring. Gaskin, Alex Collins, Melvin Gordon.
Just need to start one or two?
Need two.
I will go with Melvin Gordon for sure. If Alex Collins plays, I'll give him a slight advantage over Miles Gaskin.
Keith Tenton, go Braves, screw you. 206, need three of these, full point PPR. Chase, Lockett, Debo Samuel, Mike Evans.
1,000% I'm sitting Tyler Lockett, who has...
He's awful lately.
Yeah, the Geno-Tyler combo has been bad.
Rough. Okay, half point PPR for a flex position, need one. Bateman... what the hell is Johnson, the Cleveland running back's first name?
D'Ernest Johnson.
Yeah. Those two, Bateman and D'Ernest Johnson.
Yeah, it's just a volume thing here. Bateman came back, had four catches for, I believe, 24 yards in his NFL debut. But D'Ernest Johnson's probably getting 18 to 20 touches at least tonight. So give me D'Ernest.
Ian, I hand it off to you, sir.
Kevin, thank you very much. Let's start first with this. I like this question. What's the word on the street with Deshaun Watson? Like, is he worth picking up?
I think there was a lot of bad rumors this week, but I give him like almost no shot to play this year. If you're in a dynasty league, worth picking up. I don't think he's worth picking up in a redraft league for this year.
Half PPR, Elijah Mitchell, Damian Harris.
I'll give Damian Harris the slight edge. These guys are both very good plays this week.
Let's see, full point PPR, Hollywood or Antonio Brown?
I had Antonio Brown ranked higher, but the ankle gives me pause. I'd probably just play it safe and go with Hollywood.
Higbee, Goddard, tight end.
I can say play Dallas Goddard. You got to have him in there.
What? Kevin, is that Kevin? Can I get a yes or no for you? Do we agree with that, Dallas Goddard from Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I mean, Ertz is finally gone. He's clear number one.
Okay. Hurts loves throwing to the tight end. The Philly tight end has the third most receptions and the most tight end touchdowns, and now the guy that was splitting that pie is out of the equation.
Yeah. PPR, Teddy Bridgewater, Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan.
Okay. Need one standard scoring. Jarvis Landry, Hunter Renfrow, Tyler Boyd, Khalil Herbert.
Oh, boy. If no Damian Williams, it's Khalil Herbert. If not, I'm going to go Tyler Boyd.
DeAndre Swift, Melvin Gordon.
DeAndre Swift.
Okay. Let's see.
Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan.
I have Aaron Rodgers ranked just ahead of Matt Ryan.
Wow. You really are bullish on Ryan this week then. The fact that took even more than like half a second.
I know. It's like it's not hard to get into like the quarterback one class this week when Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert are out, you know, and Kirk Cousins.
And your thoughts on Odell Beckham Jr. again is a big bye week. There's a couple questions about him. Not play him, don't play him because of what's got
he's
going on.
Right now doubtful. I would be surprised if they end up making him active for tonight.
I guess you could wait and see, right?
You can wait and see.
But absolutely. If he is active, you still probably don't like him with Case Keenum.
Well, I would, you know, I could see myself giving him a chance. I almost am like encouraged that he has a different quarterback than Baker Mayfield because the Baker Mayfield Odell connection's been busy, you know.
It's crazy in a sense. Okay, Kevin, I think we're done. We're running out of time. You got one more you wanted to ask Kevin? You were laughing.
No. I can't.
Sure you can. Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's not.
There's swearing in there?
I'm not going to waste our time.
Okay. Thank you very much, Funston. If people did not get their questions answered, what can they do?
Yeah, go to The Athletic. My colleague Jake Seeley and I both have rankings up. It's a tough week, so if you have a lot of questions, there's a lot of answers on The Athletic that can potentially help you out.
There is. This is the first bye week, right, of the year?
No, it's not the first one, but it's the only six-team bye week of the year, and it's like six. Like a lot of those teams out are like big-time fantasy juice kind of teams. Yeah.
No Eckler, Keenan Allen.
Dallas, Buffalo.
Can I ask one real quick? What the hell's wrong with Tyler Boyd?
Yeah, it's a little bit. He's getting squeezed with all three of those guys healthy. He was fine when Higgins was out. He was fine when now they're all three back. But I kind of sort of like him against Baltimore. You can hurt him over the middle.
You like Priest Holmes this week?
This week, 15 years ago, 10 years ago?
It's like asking, do you like the Lakers?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it 2010? Sure. Really good. Exactly. Absolutely. All right, my man. Check out The Athletic, and Funce has got all the stuff there. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Sounds good. Have a good one, guys.
There you go. That's Brandon Funston. We will check the other text line, the one that has thoughts, questions, concerns, and comments. Kevin says there might be a couple on there for us. Is that true?
I just have to, yes.
The Priest Holmes was a good question.
Thank you.
I like that. That was a great poll.
That was a personal one.
I know it was. We'll take a break. Come back for more.
Hey, it's Ian Furness for Aurora LASIK and Dr. J. Rudd. For about 15 years, I have had to use reading glasses for everything. Reading text, looking at my phone, script writing, whatever it was. I had to use reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange at Aurora LASIK with Dr. J. Rudd. It's life-changing. I wish I would have done this years ago. You can check it out as well. Go to auroralasik.com. That's auroralasik.com. Dr. J. Rudd and his staff are sensational. No more readers. Get your consultation scheduled today. That's auroralasik.com.
Now back to Ian Furness on your home for the 12th man in the NFL. Seattle's Sports Radio 950, KJR, and free on the iHeartRadio app.
Second, 49451 on the Coors Light text line.
They're keeping Seattle chill, Ian.
In addition to that, Kevin.
Release the Kraken.
Your chance to win Kraken tickets happens now. Text Kraken, your first and last name and hometown, to 49451. And you could win your way to Saturday's home opener from your home for the Kraken. Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Well, that was rude of me.
That was rude of you to enter in, especially when we had the Jackson 5 flying.
I know. I didn't want to do it right away at the beginning, and I feel a little bit bad. Ian, we got a lot of things going on in these shows. I can't just be playing it all.
And you've got a fact or fiction pick coming up in about 3 minutes. So before we get to that, let's get to text 49451. I'll let you go because you, I know, have sifted through the hundreds of texts we get for Funston to actually find the other texts that matter as well. A lot of text, a lot of work on the text line today.
Hundreds of texts with Funston, hundreds of people texting in for the Kraken tickets. Yeah. This is interesting. A good pro tip here from the 360. Have enjoyed following the Kraken. Great pro tip. If you're watching the game on TV and something exciting happens, you can ask Alexa or Google or whatever to play KJR, and because of the buffering delay, you can hear the radio call. Which, by the way, has also been awesome with Ian and Everett's on Saturday. Interesting idea.
Okay, what's
next? We get a lot of people that complain about the fact that they can't sync up TV with the radio because the radio is not in delay.
Sure.
But you can always do that with the iHeart and just pause the TV until it gets to the right point. That's an option if you want. But
gotcha.
There you go.
Okay.
Let's see. Ben in the 206, I knew the Rolovich thing was heading towards a bad ending when he snapped back at Brenna.
Brenna!
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
He was kind of snapping at a lot of people. So.
Well, demeanor changed. I don't know what... COVID has... Just it's everything about it, man. I don't know. I mean, maybe people's true colors show through with it. We're just in such a brutal time.
Just a ton of stress added to everyone's life, too.
I think that's as much. That's a lot of it, Kev, for sure.
And it's honestly, like, who hasn't had a relationship with someone that is now much more stressful and uncomfortable than it ever was before?
Well, relationships ruined in some ways.
Yeah.
I mean, longtime friendships gone. Relatives, you know, no longer, you know, do you have a good relationship with some relatives maybe because of your differing opinions? Absolutely. All that's the case. All right. What else, Kev?
Everything has been difficult this year. Let's see. 206, take calls. Let people rip your ass for your liberal bull bleep.
206-286-9595. You could have called any time, fella.
I'm just going to be honest, Ian. I don't really put people on when they call anymore.
Oh, okay, good.
We don't have time. You could always text us and be mad at us and all that sort of stuff. That's all fine. And as you'll notice, we read them. Now, do I often put a different tone to them? Yes, because that keeps me more interesting.
Well, so. And... anyway, let's go. What else we got?
Is that it? Let's see. Ian will do whatever anyone tells him as long as they're an authority.
Wait, stop right there. Just stop right there. I don't think that you can justify someone that's going to school, working at a business. I think it's asinine what we do in this state right now with a lot of the things with the COVID mandates. Because I've been to, as has been well documented, a lot of places in the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
We are far and away the most restrictive state in the country. Far and away. In fact, the only close number two may be Oregon. And that includes California and Santa Clara County, which we were just a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
The mandate of a mask, vax proof, all that kind of stuff to go to an event, everything that we're doing right now in this state, even though we're more highly vaccinated than most of the country, to me, doesn't make sense. But guess what? That's what they tell us to do so we can live not a normal life, but at least somewhat close to that. So we can go back to being locked down. We can go back to having none of the things that we had before, including sports, entertainment, music, restaurants, etc. Or we can do as the mandates say. I don't like them, but I'm going to do them because that's the only way we can continue to do fun things. Kevin, you and I talk about this. Do we like to do fun things?
I do.
I do too.
I'm weird, I guess.
I guess too.
By
the
way,
to tell people to defy your school and or your business's rules and regulations, I just think is wrong.
I think.
Even if you don't agree with it.
And we're late.
I know.
I will just say, you know when you're Nick Rolovich that you're working for a state... institution. That's different
Exactly.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
Shall we lose?
Yeah.
It's time for Fact.
Just a fact, Jack! Just a fact, Jack!
Or Fiction, powered by the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
So I've been gone for a while. How are things going?
Well, Ian, I made 4 picks while you were gone, and I went 1-3.
Okay.
I can say that one of my incorrect picks did win someone $1,000. And guess how many times our friend, and I don't have it in front of me, played last week?
How many?
One time.
Wow.
Again.
Wow.
He played one time and won $1,000. Please listen to me. If you've never played this game before, you can play once and forget about it, and I might call you next week and give you $1,000.
But we like you to play often.
We'd like you to play all the time. We have hundreds of people that play almost every time.
And have we changed officially the name of the game to Fiction or Fact?
Oh, man. honestly, we are 7-13 as a radio station 3 weeks in a row.
Ooh.
We are getting crushed.
Not good. Okay, so Fiction or Fact, 49451. Kevin, what's the pick that you're going to make that's going to be wrong that everybody's going to text Fiction in for?
Ian, look, I am not going to spend a whole bunch of time trying to figure out a great pick because clearly I don't know what I'm doing. So you know what? I'm just going to let my negative Philadelphia take over. The Eagles are playing the Raiders this week. I don't think anyone's taking the game. I don't have any faith in the Eagles right now. Give me Las Vegas -3.
And where's that game?
It's in Vegas. Give me the Raiders -3.
Raiders minus a coach. Eagles are the Eagles.
Minus their all-time tight end. Jalen Hurts is still their quarterback. The Raiders still have potential to be a decent team, it would seem. They just had that whole, you know...
Gruden thing. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Look,
I'll give you
should
reason.
Probably text Fiction, but I didn't put that much thought into this, so I might,
okay,
I might be right.
So you're saying Raiders -3.
Raiders -3
over the Eagles.
At home against the Eagles.
So you're going to pick KJ Wright and the Raiders. Just think of it that way. You're rooting for KJ Wright to win a game. 49451. Fact, if you disagree, you like the Eagles plus the 3, that means the Eagles don't lose by more than 3 points.
Yeah.
Then you text Fiction to 49451. It's really that simple. Vegas -3. Kevin has absolutely no confidence in this pick.
No, here's the thing, Ian. I didn't put a lot of thought into this.
Oh.
I didn't really work and grind for this one.
Okay.
So I have a great shot of being right.
You do. 49451, text either Fact or Fiction to 49451. God, 7-13 is a station?
At 3 weeks in a row! Ian, we're 21-39 over the last 3 weeks. And you know what? When we add in that Puckett was wrong, excuse me, Chuck was wrong in the Monday night game. We're 21-40 in the last 3 weeks.
Well, thankful I am here to save the day, and I will make a pick tomorrow.
Yeah, because you did great while you were here, too.
Well, I didn't have – when was my last pick? It was a week ago Monday.
Yeah, and it was probably wrong. It was wrong.
It was right, wasn't it?
No, you were wrong because you picked Detroit plus +3.
Oh, yeah.
You blamed that one on me, but you didn't have to listen to me.
Yeah,
I don't listen to me.
All right, let's go back to today's pick again. You're saying Raiders –
Las Vegas Raiders -3 at home against the Eagles. I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm
just texting
really
one of them.
I'm really curious if it's fact or fiction. We'll get the numbers in a second. 49451. Raiders -3, fact, 49451. Disagree, fiction, 49451. Text in now. Why are you doing this? You want to win a $1,000 weekly prize from the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. That's how you do it. If you don't text anything in the next 8 or 9 minutes, you can't win.
You will win $0,000.
Softy joins us next.
Hey, it's Ian Furness for my good friend Dr. J. Rudd at Aurora LASIK and auroralasik.com. No more readers. How about that? For about 15 years, I've used reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange. I can tell you for a fact it's a life-changing and also something I wish I would have done years ago. Need to check it out as well. Go to auroralasik.com. That's auroralasik.com. Dr. J. Rudd, he is absolutely sensational. Get your consultation scheduled. That's auroralasik.com for your refractive lens exchange.
Now back to Ian Furness on your home for the 12th man in the NFL. Seattle's Sports Radio 950, KJR, and free on the iHeartRadio app.
Kevin, how many fact or fiction percentages do you have there real quick? Is it fiction big, I would assume?
You know, this is, I'm telling you,
it's been awful. Everyone's been awful.
It's because people know that I didn't put a lot of work into this, that they have more faith. 75% fact.
Softy.
Completely unearned confidence and faith from the listeners.
Softy, you guys are better in fact or fiction than the rest of the station, right?
By 2 games now, yes. Yeah. By 2 games. Okay. Which we are, by the way, have you heard about the news regarding fact or fiction?
No.
We are playing the rest of the year under protest.
Oh, whoa, what happened?
Well, we're getting screwed.
How?
Because we don't have as many games to pick from by the time our show comes around.
Oh, I gotcha.
I mean, we're literally, you could literally get to our pick at 3:35 on Friday, and every NFL game regarding the game line could be off the board. Every single one.
Well, but
same thing on Friday at 2:35, Softy.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, same at 2:35.
Well, but more often than not,
hey, you know what?
There's going to be one or two crumbs for you guys to pick from.
Listen, if there are two, then there's one for you.
I'm going to join your protest.
Oh my goodness, you freaking people. You are both the worst.
There's room in here.
Softy, I'm going to join your protest. Just, you know why? Just cuz I wanted to see Kevin's reaction.
I hate you all.
How often do you see a manager or a head coach play a game under protest and they actually get the protest granted?
Never.
I don't
never
think
happens
ever.
Like
yeah,
that.
I don't think ever. Ever. I don't so, think.
Yeah, wasting
just our
time.
Way of showing you that we think we're getting hosed.
Yeah. Which is not
anybody gives a damn.
No, nobody
hey, welcome
cares.
Back, by the way.
Thank you. Good to be
How
back.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm
tired?
Good. No, not at all.
No? No. Listen, you're not a young buck anymore, man.
Well,
you know?
Hey, thanks. Thanks
not
for
a
that.
Young buck.
Thanks for that. I realized that, I don't know, like years ago that I'm not a young buck. But
did you end up in a hotel in Kansas, Wichita?
I felt
those
like
aren't
it.
Pillows.
I
with a guy that sells shower curtain rings.
Hey, it was. I did complete the trifecta of planes, trains, and automobiles because I did take a train. I took
saw
the
that.
Train. I took the train. That
did
was
you get
easy.
Robbed at all?
No, I never got robbed. Okay. Although all right. I will freely admit that there was some nervous time for me on Tuesday at about 11:20 p.m. at night when I was standing outside the arena in Newark, New Jersey, all by myself.
Oh no!
And I couldn't get the Uber to find me where I was at.
Yeah,
that was
a
little sketchy.
You mean Seth Everett wasn't there to provide cover?
Well,
he knows everybody.
Seth was there. I bought him lunch on Tuesday.
Okay.
He hung out and kind of was a spotter for me, did a nice, helped me out in the booth on Tuesday for the game, and then the horn sounds and he left.
He was out of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's why he hung out, because you bought him lunch.
I know, exactly.
You would have bought him dinner. You would have hung out longer.
Exactly. I should have offered him dinner
bastard.
Afterwards. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but
well, we're glad to have you back.
Thank
it sounded
you.
Great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hell of an
it.
Opportunity for you. So cross it off your bucket list. And
Now
go back to your meager existence.
That's exactly what I'm doing. As meager as can be. So what did I miss while I was gone? Rolo got
Rolo
fired.
Rolo got turfed, yeah. Jamal Adams is starting to get crabby. Did you guys hear that today?
What did he say
exactly?
Apparently he said, I'm not here to prove nothing to nobody, says Jamal Adams.
Okay.
He's just getting a little testy. Well, listen, in all honesty, I have not heard the audio. Maybe Kevin Shockey, being the assistant PD of the radio station.
Oh, Lord Shockey.
Can grab it real quick.
I might have. Now I won't.
Okay, well, then if that's the case.
Oh, Lord Shockey.
Now I have to turn it off. Okay. You abused a privilege, Softy.
I want to hear the tone in Jamal Adams' voice. Okay, I think he's getting kind of testy.
Okay, but let me ask you this.
And I don't blame the guy.
If you're a fan.
Yes.
Right? Which you are, right?
Yeah.
Aren't you testy with him?
Totally.
Like, he's worthless right now for you.
You were there in Pittsburgh on Sunday, so you saw the interception bounce off his face.
Well, it came off so hard, we all looked around the press box and go, what the hell just happened? And then then we saw the replay. It's like, yeah, that went off his brain. Like, how did that happen?
Right off his cranium, man. Unbelievable. So that was the – and you know what's funny? If he catches that, I think he's gone for a pick six and the Hawks win the game. How much does the narrative of Jamal Adams look different right now? If he catches that ball and takes it to the house and the Seahawks win.
A lot.
Totally different. Totally different.
Well, I mean – by the way, Michael Nall, Tacoma, our 2 p.m. winner to qualify for the Kraken tickets.
Where do you go, Mike?
It changes everything, but you know, to me, here's the issue I think a lot of people have, and I think it's been brought up by, I know Greg's brought it up and some others maybe as well in terms of the media, is that I don't think they haven't used this term, I'll use the term. I'm not sure if I've ever seen more of a front runner in terms of Jamal Adams.
What do you mean by that?
And here's what I mean. This guy is, the fact he did the media today is great, but this is a guy that if things are going well,
right.
Jump up on the podium, look at me, here's things are great, blah, blah, blah. If not, you won't see or hear from Jamal Adams. Wasn't anywhere to be found after the Pittsburgh game to answer, hey, what happened on that play? Did you not see it? Were you not aware? What was going on?
Yeah.
He is not accountable at all. And that, if we go back in time, like the one thing, like we can all criticize Sherman and Earl and all those guys. Hey, man, win or lose, those dudes stood up there and answered. And they talked about it. And this to me, he feels like a front runner to me, Dave. And I think it just, the money is so much. He's got to be a better player because it's a salary cap league. He's been a non-factor.
He's been a total non-factor.
The craziest thing is the sacks as a whole for the team, not just him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Taylor has 4. Nobody else has more than 1.
Well,
that's insane.
Dunlap, Hyder, and Jamal Adams do not have a sack, I don't think, the entire year.
Dunlap?
Between those three guys.
Dunlap has 3 games played this year where he didn't register a stat.
Right, right.
Huh?
So it's not just Jamal Adams, obviously. Those guys were signed to get after the quarterback, and they're not getting after the quarterback. Nope. I mean, Malik, dude, we live in a world where Malik McDowell has more sacks than Jamal Adams does.
I know.
Okay? So, yeah, he's got to pick it up starting this weekend, man, no doubt.
What do you got going on?
Well, Rick Neuheisel will join us, 3:10, courtesy of Taco Time. We'll have Factor Fiction, 3:35. We have a major announcement.
Major.
Regarding the Kraken Audio Network at 3:45 today. A new member of the Kraken Audio Network at 3:45 today. Okay. Mike Holmgren's going to be here at the Central Bar and Restaurant in Bellevue.
Beautiful.
Ryan Schmetzer, and then we got the game everybody's been waiting for, Case Keenum versus Teddy Bridgewater.
Yes.
Thursday night football.
Woo! Teddy two gloves. All right, see ya.
For the mild-mannered and marginally objectionable Ian Furness, this is Panel Day saying so long, everyone.
Hey, it's Ian Furness for Aurora LASIK and Dr. J. Rudd. For about 15 years, I have had to use reading glasses for everything, reading text, looking at my phone, script writing, whatever it was. I had to use reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange at Aurora LASIK with Dr. J. Rudd. It's life-changing. I wish I would have done this years ago. You can check it out as well. Go to auroralasik.com. That's auroralasik.com. Dr. J. Rudd and his staff are sensational. No more readers. Get your consultation scheduled today. That's auroralasik.com.